This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take control, toll free here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We, for those of you just tuning in, have gotten into just the first, the beginning portion of a Wire.com story here about the latest from the Silk Road case. In this case, somebody, one of their forensic examiners from the defense, I would imagine, did some digging through the image of the Silk Road server. Because the Silk Road was the underground drug marketplace that was really evolutionary in that it really brought a level of safety and competition to the black marketplace that it had never had before. I mean, Ross Ulbricht, in my opinion, is a hero.
Yes.
For doing what he did. He probably saved countless lives and stopped people from being robbed and beaten in drug deals and things like that. Also saved lives of people who got the product that they actually ordered instead of some bunk product that they would have bought on the streets had they not gone through the Silk Road. But rather than...
And not only that, but if somebody did not get exactly what they ordered, they didn't run the risk of being stabbed or shot for telling the person that they purchased it from, this isn't what I was supposed to be buying.
Correct. There was no risk whatsoever of stabbings or shootings on the Silk Road.
You know, a lot of times in the black market, you know, you tell somebody, hey, you sold me some bad stuff. They're like, no, I didn't. You're besmirching my character. And the only way to defend yourself when your character is besmirched in the black market is with violence.
Right, because you can't go to court.
Right.
You can't call the police. You can't do anything like that. So what happened was Ulbricht was found. They found his server somehow. We still don't know how they did that. That's a mystery, and they weren't allowed to ask about it at the court trial.
Magic.
Yeah. And so when they found the server, they imaged the server, meaning they copied the data on it. And lo and behold, their investigators here for the defense found chat logs and a copy of the user forums that were backed up to an obscure subdirectory on the site server.
And also, let's back up just a bit, because the defense team for Ross Ulbricht tried to file a motion saying the search on the server was an illegal search, so none of this evidence can be used. The judge said, well, in order for you to make that defense, you have to claim that it was yours in
your
order
server.
To claim that your Fourth Amendment rights were violated. So you want to plead guilty on that?
It was kind of an interesting approach by the judge. But, yeah, this judge was very, very biased against Ross Ulbricht, and it showed throughout the trial, without recapping all of that, because it would take us all night to do it.
Of course.
Back into the story here from Wire.com, this latest revelation, because there's already two federal agents that are sitting in prison right now after having pled guilty to not only stealing money from the Silk Road server and from Ross, but also from extorting him.
Right.
So giving him information about possible law enforcement investigations into the Silk Road. And that's what this other person was doing. They found this chat log, forum conversation between Dread Pirate Roberts, who was the operator of the Silk Road, and Albert Pacino, a.k.a. Al Pacino, a.k.a. Not Wonderful. These are three different handles that this person, allegedly the same person, used on the website to have these conversations. And they found these in a obscure backup in a subdirectory on the site server. It wasn't in the main server, you know, file structure, which suggests that Al Pacino, whoever he was, had access to the server and went into that that data and scrubbed that information from the server. So this is information he didn't think was going to get out. The revelation follows the convictions of the previous agents, as we mentioned, Secret Service and DEA, who tried to extort money from Ulbricht and did get money from Ulbricht. As Ulbricht's lawyers continue to appeal their client's conviction on charges including narcotics trafficking and money laundering, as well as the life sentence that he received, the defense cites the signs of a third rogue agent with potential access to evidence as an indication that Ulbricht's trial was flawed and unjust. Lindsay Lewis, one of Ulbricht's attorneys, says, quote, We find this to be a significant discovery, considering that we've always believed there was other corruption that we didn't know about and the government didn't know about either. It further calls into question the integrity of the entire Silk Road investigation. Unquote. For those who have followed the Silk Road saga, the existence of Albert Pacino isn't exactly a secret. A diary that Ulbricht kept on his laptop, which was introduced as evidence in Ulbricht's 2015 trial, noted that, quote, Al Pacino from the DEA has been leaking info to me, unquote, and credited the mole with helping him prevent one of the site's drug dealers from being arrested. A text file Ulbricht stored on his computer and labeled as counterintelligence also included lengthy messages from Pacino offering his services as a double agent. Quote, there are really tons of useful nuggets that I do have to offer, unquote, states one message from Al Pacino. Quote, and what my birdie doesn't know, he can probably find out, unquote.
And Wired does have a link to a 16-page document.
Of the chats?
Yes, because this is all part of the public record.
Okay.
Yeah, so right up at the top, case 15-1815, document 33.
Until now, Al Pacino was widely believed to be one of the pseudonyms used by DEA agent Karl Mark Force, who late last year was convicted of money laundering and obstructing justice and sentenced to 6.5 years in prison. He pled guilty to that, by the way. Ulbricht's defense team argues that Al Pacino is in fact a different law enforcement official, or at least someone with connections to law enforcement. They point to the fact that the initial court filing that accused Karl Mark Force of corruption listed Al Pacino as one of his pseudonyms, but that the alias was dropped from Force's criminal complaint, indictment, and all subsequent court documents. They note that the $500 a week that Al Pacino demanded from Ulbricht is strangely small compared to the $50,000 lump sums of bitcoins that Mr. Force was being paid. Ulbricht's defense says it's filed a demand that the government turn over any additional information that it has about the Al Pacino figure. It made the filing as part of the pretrial proceedings for a pending set of charges that Ulbricht still faces in Maryland. That I have not heard about. I wonder if that's the murder for hire case.
Yes, the uncharged or the unfiled charges, I think, are what those are officially referred to as.
It says here they're a pending set of charges, so I don't know what that means. Even if defense lawyers
right,
manage...
Right, that's probably the legal term is unfiled charges.
How could they have unfiled charges if there are pretrial proceedings?
I want to know
more about that. Even if defense lawyers manage to prove the existence of a third corrupt agent, Ulbricht's appeal of his conviction in the New York trial, which is the 32-year-old's last chance to escape the life sentence, isn't likely to be affected. That's because they've already submitted the appeal, so they can't likely update it at this point. The judges are already deliberating it. A panel of appellate judges reviewing the case is legally barred from considering new evidence that was not raised at trial or in the appellate arguments. Ulbricht's lawyers have filed over the or in the appellate arguments that Ulbricht's lawyers have filed over the last year. And one of those judges, Gerald Lynch, dismissed arguments about corrupt agents in an appeal hearing last month. He said, "How is this material exculpatory?" and asked pointedly when the defense described the interference of the two convicted rogue agents in the Silk Road investigation. The same judge also argued that nothing indicated the two agents had actually tampered with evidence against Ulbricht. Defense attorney Lewis said that indication of evidence tampering may be exactly what the defense has now uncovered. She notes that four different copies of the server data all either ended before the date when the Dread Pirate Roberts conversations with Al Pacino began in the summer of 2013, or seemed to have specific conversation deleted. Only the newly discovered backup, apparently made by a Silk Road staffer, includes it. Quote, someone did not want that to be found, unquote, said Ulbricht's lead attorney, Joshua Dratel. The defense team hasn't released the newly uncovered chat logs and says the rules of evidence in the Maryland case prevent them from doing so. The clues of the tainted evidence are hardly enough to change Ulbricht's legal fate, but Lewis says the defense intends to keep digging. Quote, this is just what we have. It begs the question of what we don't have. We don't know yet what we don't know. So, unfortunately, this may be too little too late. It's information that was not available during the trial. The only way this information could be... Now, again, I'm not an attorney, so, you know, take this as it may. But it seems to me that the only way this information could ever get into a trial is if another trial is scheduled. If this appeals court says, okay, yeah, there were enough errors in the initial trial in 2015. We're going to reverse the decision of the judge in that case and remand it back to the court for a retrial. Then they would likely be able to bring this information in.
Possibly, but the judge in the initial case prevented them from bringing in the evidence of the corrupt agents.
Hopefully, they wouldn't put it in front of the same judge. Not that that would mean they'd have better luck with a different judge, because federal courts are corrupt as hell. The toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to comment on the Silk Road, you can bring up that or anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us here number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype in at username lrn.fm. So feel free to do that. You'll sound better if you take the time to do the Skype thing. Now, of course, Skype is a Microsoft product, which means that it can be monitored by the government, but you're calling the radio anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And by the way, it sounds a lot better. So anyway, Skype username lrn.fm.
Generally sounds a lot better.
Yeah, there's if you've got a bad internet connection, then it's not worth calling on Skype. But hostgator.com/FTL, you get 50% off if you go to hostgator.com/FTL on hosting. Hostgator is one of the top hosting companies out there. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You've also got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. If you've been thinking about starting up a blog or a website and just haven't gotten around to it, you've been sitting on the fence, you get 50% off right now. If you go to hostgator.com/FTL. For Free Talk Live listeners, that's hostgator.com/FTL for 50% off. Let's go to Wiz calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wiz.
Hey, guys. I've been meaning to call in about this for a while. I just haven't had
Welcome.
An opportunity to. But
with
the wall, as far as Donald Trump goes, his whole campaign talks about building this wall, and everybody thinks that it's, whatever you think about the wall, I think that that he's just going to make a lot of money off building the wall. All the government money that goes to pay businesses to build this giant wall is probably going to go to companies that he's connected to and people that he needs to scratch their back, or even companies that he owns, and he might even just pocket the money. But I think there's going to be definitely a way for him or an opportunity for him to make a lot of money.
I think you're right about that. I mean, that's just politics in general, right? Where
you're assuming that Congress is actually going to wind up authorizing building the wall.
But regardless, I mean, it's not, if that happens, Daryl, it's not uncommon for people in politics to let their friends get access to government contracts so
right.
their backs get scratched along the way.
But just as Obama had all this trouble getting, you know, Obamacare passed, Trump, and he just used executive orders to do whatever he wanted. Trump can get the Trump wall built just by using executive orders to do whatever he wants, can't he?
No, the executive orders don't have that level of power.
Well, if the country is behind him like they were, you know, standing at rallies screaming, build the wall, you know.
Well, the country's not behind him. Only about a quarter of the country's voting age population voted for Donald Trump. So that would suggest that about 75% of the country is not, in point of fact, behind Trump directly. That doesn't mean that all 75% are against his wall proposal. But I wouldn't say that there's any indication that the majority of the United States population is behind him.
All right. Well. You bring up an interesting point, but anyway,
but
you guys.
You're right, though, about corruption. You're right, though, about back scratching. You're right about people in positions of power using those positions to enrich not only themselves but their buddies. Trump would not be. I don't think he's dumb enough to just openly use his own construction company if he has one.
Well,
he's doing that now.
He's having diplomats stay at his hotels, and he's renting out his own hotels to people coming in from other countries. And supposedly, I mean. I've been watching different YouTube videos that say he's going to be making millions of dollars off just renting out his hotel space.
Is it true that he's not going to be in the White House? I've heard that.
what I read was he would stay at the White House.
Okay.
But Melania and his son would wind up staying at Trump Plaza or Trump whatever.
That doesn't sound like a very good relationship.
He's having a blind trust for his businesses, or his kids will run his businesses, and he's supposed to have a blind trust. But the idea of a blind trust is that you don't know what's going on. And how does he not know what's going on if his, you know, own children are running the businesses?
Good points. Wiz, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, Ross Ulbricht's trial, I hope that we hear some good news. It It's hard. I don't want to get my hopes up too bad because we are still talking about the federal court system. I mean, to us, the corruption was rampant in the Ross Ulbricht trial, and he deserves another chance. I mean, ideally, he should be set free, you know, given time served and set loose, but that would be probably a completely different world than the world in which we live.
Correct.
Where whistleblowers like Bradley Manning's, Chelsea Manning now, are sentenced to decades in prison for doing the right thing, where they're chasing Edward Snowden around the world to try to throw him into a prison cell for doing the right thing. And Ross Ulbricht saves thousands of lives, probably with his website, The Silk Road, and he's punished with a double life sentence plus 40 years. It's just... there's not much justice in the United States so-called justice system, and it's hard to really expect anything at all out of this appeals court. But when we hear more about the case, we will definitely loop you into it. Daryl, I know you wanted to talk about the Venezuelan situation where there are people who are trying to escape by, what, building boats to get the hell out of there?
Yeah, story like Cuba. Actually... yeah, very much like Cuba. Mm-hmm. People trying to flee a communist country. Sarah would be shocked.
Yeah, exactly.
But Sarah doesn't actually listen to the show, so she is not going to be shocked.
Maybe we should suggest to her next time she calls in that she take a trip down to Venezuela, since she loves communism so much.
She might say they're socialist, not communist.
Ah, yes, that's true.
And there's a difference somehow.
Well, the difference is that most governments that, you know, purport to support communism are ultimately socialist governments.
But the New York Times reports the dark lines of land had just come into view when the smuggler forced everyone into sea. Roymar Bello screamed. She was one of 17 passengers who had climbed onto the overloaded fishing boat with aging motors in July, hoping to escape Venezuela's economic disaster for a new life in the Caribbean island of Curacao.
Hmm.
Afraid of the authorities, the smugglers refused to land. Miss Bello said he gruffly ordered her and the others into the water, pointing towards the distant shore. In the panic, she was tossed overboard, tumbling into the pre-dawn blackness. She could not swim.
Oh.
As she began to sink under the waves, a fellow migrant grabbed her by the hair and towed her towards the island. They washed up on a rocky cliff, battered by the waves, bruised and bleeding. They climbed, praying for a lifeline. Jobs, money, something to eat. Bello, who is 30, said it was worth the risk, adding that Venezuelans like her, quote, are going after one thing, food.
Wow.
Venezuela was one of Latin America's richest countries, flush with oil wealth that attracted immigrants from places as varied as Europe and the Middle East. But after Hugo Chavez vowed to break the country's economic elite and redistribute wealth to the poor, the rich and middle class fled to more welcoming countries in droves, creating what demographers describe as Venezuela's first diaspora.
Let's talk more about the escape, or the attempt, at escaping Venezuela. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you is lrn.fm. That allows you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Cell 411. As long as you've got internet access, you've got access to ride-sharing freedom. Now, for a long time, Uber and Lyft have dominated the ride-sharing marketplace. And now Cell 411 is the upstart. They are the ones who are going to be disrupting the already disrupted transportation industry. Uber and Lyft deserve credit. They did some amazing things and really, you know, stirred things up in the world of transportation. But they're still mega corporations. They're still centralized. They're still taking control of way too much. Like, for instance, as a driver for Uber and Lyft, you don't really get to choose much outside of when you work. You don't get to decide what your rates are. You don't get to decide, you know, what different payment methods to accept. You don't get to choose those things. And that takes a whole lot of choice out of the equation. And Uber and Lyft will take like 75%, they'll give you only about 75% of what each fare makes. The other 25% gets lopped off the top to the mega corporation. So if you want to keep everything that you earn as a driver, if you want to have the freedom to choose your rates as a driver and your payment methods, then go and get Cell 411 right now. It's a free app for your smartphone, for Apple or Android smartphones. You just go to getcell411.com to download it. It's also got a great decentralized emergency response set of features, which was the original purpose of Cell 411, but they decided to add in ride sharing about a month ago. It's a fantastic app, and as I said, it's free, so there's really no reason not to try this out. I was actually on the college campus today handing out Cell 411 flyers to some of the students in the area, and many of them were very excited to find out that ride sharing was available in their area, because that's another one of the failures of Uber and Lyft. They don't service smaller areas. You have to basically be of a certain area of a certain population in order for them to make it worthwhile to start doing business there. So Cell 411 works anywhere where there's a cell phone signal, anywhere where there's a data cell phone signal, and that's pretty much most of the United States.
Technically, you don't need a cell phone signal if you connect via Wi-Fi.
I guess you wouldn't, yes, but it still only works on cell phones. So if you were to get a tablet or something like that, Cell 411 would not work. So keep that in mind. It does. It is a cell phone only app. So go to getcell411.com. That's getcell411.com. And if you are a driver, you gotta have cell phone coverage to do that effectively.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Getcell411.com. It's a great app. We both have it, and I love it. So let's get back here to the news. You can share your thoughts. You're telling us, Daryl, about some escapees, people who are boarding makeshift rafts or crappy boats or whatever it is they can find to get out of Venezuela and try to make it to the nearby islands. One of them, Curacao, I believe you said, or
Curacao.
Curacao, thank you. It's similarly named to the liqueur, which
yes.
I was looking into it here. Apparently, it's based out of a citrus fruit that is found on Curacao. So they're trying to get there, and you were telling us that story from the New York Times?
Right. And again, back when Hugo Chavez, the former president before Nicolas Maduro, when he vowed to break the country's economic elite and redistribute wealth to the poor, the rich and middle class fled. That was called Venezuela's first diaspora. Now the second diaspora is underway, much less wealthy and not nearly as welcome. Well over 150,000 Venezuelans fled the country in the last year alone.
Wow.
The highest in more than a decade, according to scholars who have studied the exodus. And as Mr. Chavez's socialist-inspired revolution collapses into economic ruin, as food and medicine slip further out of reach, the new migrants include the same impoverished people that Venezuela's policies were supposed to help. Tomas Paez, a professor who studies immigration at the Central University in Venezuela, says, "We have seen a great acceleration." He says that as many as 200,000 Venezuelans have left in the last 18 months, driven by how much harder it is to get food, work, and even medicine, not to mention the crime that such scarcities have fueled.
Well, we know that some of the folks from Venezuela have also crossed over the border to Colombia and Brazil as well. There was the time when it was several weeks ago, a couple months back at least, when Maduro opened up the border to Colombia to allow people to cross over to go shopping, because he was a sort of a tacit admission of, the people are starving here, so in order to stop them from starving.
There's even a picture in this article, and it has been shared on the Facebook and Twitter.
Excellent. On the Free Talk Live Facebook.
Picture of a woman standing in what is purportedly a grocery store that appears to have some kind of cooking oil, possibly some juice, and a carton of milk.
Wow.
That's it. The bottom shelf is entirely empty. The deli appears to be completely empty, and most of the top shelf appears empty. She says, "I'm nervous. I'm leaving with nothing, but I have to do this. Otherwise, I will die in here hungry." Professor Paez added, "Parents will say I'd rather say goodbye to my son in the airport than in the cemetery." Desperate Venezuelans are streaming across the Amazon basin by the tens of thousands to try to reach Brazil. They're concocting elaborate scams to sneak through airports in Caribbean nations that once accepted them freely. When Venezuela opened its border with Colombia for just 2 days in July,
yeah, this was it.
120,000 people poured across the border.
Word is
simply
like 10,000
to buy food.
There's word that like 10,000 of those 120,000 didn't come back.
New York Times says an untold number stayed.
Yep.
But perhaps the most startling are the Venezuelans now fleeing by sea, an image so symbolic of the perilous journeys to escape Cuba and Haiti, but not oil-rich Venezuela. They then show a picture of a boat with about 8-9 people in it sinking.
God.
And then Ivan de la Vega, a sociologist at Simon Bolivar University in Caracas, said it's totally changed. Says about 60% more Venezuelans fled the country this year than during the year before.
Wow.
The earnings of these people are low. The only option left to them is the nearby countries, one where they can get to on foot or by rafts or go on boats with tiny motors.
Interesting.
Inflation hit nearly 500% this year, with a mind-boggling 1,600% next year, according to estimates by the International Monetary Fund.
How much longer can these power mongers stay there? I mean, it just amazes me how ensconced some of these politicians are. I mean, the fact that you know, this country is falling apart, and it has been for years, and it's just accelerating and accelerating, and yet they're still sitting pretty. You know, Maduro's not starving.
Of course not.
Right.
Renier Salazar, 30 years old, is an industrial engineer who moved to Brazil last year. He says Venezuelans like myself are coming to Brazil for a simple reason. It's easier to survive here. He now cooks at a fast food restaurant.
Oh, my God. Hold on, Daryl. So, I think you were on the show when we talked about the exchange rate, dollar today, recently.
Yes.
Do you remember what it was?
About 1,300?
No, it was around 2,400.
That's right. That's
so it was 1,300 like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is 2,400 Bolivar per U.S. dollar.
On the black market.
Yeah, on the black market, the unofficial exchange rate. The official exchange rate is 10 to 1, meaning 10 Bolivar to 1 U.S. dollar. Nobody gets that. I just went to look at dollartoday.com. What's it been, a week? Two, maybe, since we talked about that?
I don't think it's even been a week.
I'm just going to say a week.
I think we talked about it last Friday.
DollarToday.com now reporting for one U.S. dollar, you can get
3,500.
4,538 Bolivar.
4,500!
That's insane. I mean, it's gone up that much in 1 week's time. You can imagine why people want to get the hell out.
Yes.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage, damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Moments remain. Got enough time for you. You can sneak your calls and thoughts in right here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
You can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. People escaping from Venezuela. The inflation rate shooting up. I mean, it was bad earlier this year. It has gone from bad to terrible within the last 2 months, going from as you know around a 1,300 bolivars per dollar on the black market to now 4,500 bolivars per dollar. It was relatively steady throughout most of the year at around 1,300 or so, 1,000 to 1,300. And then within like the last 2 months, it went up to 2,400, went up to like 1,500, then 2,400. And now, literally a week later, after we talked about 2,400, it's now at 4,500. It's insane.
And the IMF is having to report the inflation rate in Venezuela because the Venezuelan government is not doing that.
That's right. And they haven't since 2015.
The IMF reported earlier this year that the inflation rate was 500%. They're estimating next year it will get up to 1,600%.
Now, is that over a one-year time frame?
I believe so.
Because it's more than that. I mean, if you go by what Dollar Today says, it's definitely more than that at this point, you would think. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. I think you've got more about the escape from Venezuela.
A little bit more, but I opened up another tab and seems to have frozen my computer.
We'll see if we can get
back
into
it. I don't have the article in front of me right now.
David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Can you hear me tonight on Skype?
Yes, we have you. Go ahead.
Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat tonight. From things I heard you talk about, first of all, jail.com, I'm really disappointed in jail.com. I can't find any of my arrests there.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Yeah, bummer. You're talking about Ross Ulbricht and a new trial later, and from my limited personal experience studying stuff that pertains, I believe that new evidence, which is what you were talking about, if there's this additional evidence that they are having a hard time coming up with right now, mm-hmm. I believe that at any point in the future that comes along, that is probably the best basis for a new trial as can be.
Well, so, I'm not an attorney, but as I understand it, you cannot appeal on any points that did not get brought up in the original case.
Well, part of what they're appealing is the fact that the judge did not allow them to present evidence that they had. So they had evidence on Karl Marc Force and the other corrupt federal agents.
Yes, but they objected to that during the original trial.
Right.
Yeah, you have two different things there. You have a valid appeal. If the judge did not follow the proper legal protocol,
right,
then that's basis for appeal within that same case. The new evidence is completely separate from that and warrants a whole new trial, not an appeal from the current case. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And part of what they're requesting in the appeal is a completely new trial.
Right.
Because they were not allowed to present a defense, let alone the defense that they wanted to present.
Right, but at this point, the new evidence that has come out is post the appeals filing. So the appeal's already been filed.
Right.
They cannot, as I understand it, amend that appeal at this point. It's already in front of the judges.
I don't necessarily agree with that either. Say again?
But they can't give that claim to the judges at this point. It's, you know, the case is being
heard. I don't know about that. From personal experience, I've done all of these different levels of cases for myself.
Okay.
And I have at just about every point been able to add new supplements to the previous pleading, which is exactly how they're titled in New Mexico, is a supplement to the pleading. And there's various other ways to... There's many different ways to do it, and the bottom line is unless something is written in law or written in a rule where it says you cannot do this, you can do just about anything the judges and justices will let you do. You see what I'm saying?
It doesn't hurt to ask. So, I agree with you there.
So there's some hope there. And so he's got an appeal, and it sounds like they may have a chance at a new trial on the same evidence that they already presented.
Mm-hmm.
Then, adding on top of that, if any new evidence that comes along at any point in the future that they haven't been able to include in this case ever comes along, that can be a basis for a whole new trial all over again, starting from square one. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. That would probably require another appeal or something like that, though.
No, amending the current appeal. Nope. All it requires is I find new evidence, and I can have a completely new trial, that depends on nothing on anything that ever came before. If I have new evidence, then I have the possibility of getting a completely new trial starting from zero. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Do you have experience in the federal courts?
Well, yeah, actually, I do have experience in the federal courts, but this is all fighting over my children as a pro se litigant with the help of some court-appointed attorneys and other advice from other pro bono-type attorneys. But, yes, I do have limited experience in the federal court, limited meaning because the only thing I've ever fought for is my own children. See what I'm saying?
Gotcha, yep.
I'm not a professional attorney. There's another point on that quickly. I don't know how the law is written, but I know how it should be written in regard to that illegal search. When the judge said to him that the only way that we can entertain your motion that it was an illegal search is if you admit to, and that doesn't sound right at all. First of all, you never have to admit anything. And second of all, common sense, on its face in legal terms, on its face, it doesn't make sense because an illegal search is an illegal search, and frankly, here's another legal expression. What is it? Fruit of the poison tree.
Mm-hmm.
So they poisoned the tree when they did an illegal search. So nothing that comes off of that poison tree is admissible unless
unfortunately,
what they were claiming is you can only claim an illegal search on something that directly affects you, and unless you claim that this was your property, you can't say it was illegal. Search. So I couldn't say the feds did an illegal search on Ian Freeman because Unless I want to claim ownership over everything that they took, in which case I would then be admitting guilt to whatever they found.
Unfortunately, there are some exceptions to what you're talking about, though. As we found out with the federal playpen case, even though the warrant was issued illegally in that case, there are judges who are using what they call the good faith doctrine, which says that, well, as long as the government goons didn't know that what they were doing was illegal, they did it in good faith, therefore the evidence is admissible.
Right, and there was that Supreme Court ruling, I think, earlier this year or last year, that ignorance of the law is no excuse for police.
Right. No, it is an excuse
for police.
I understand, and I understand everything you're saying, and I understand that the last point you made was is even coming out of, what did you say, a Supreme Court ruling.
Yes.
But once again, let me say that the what limited knowledge of the law that I have, I don't buy any of it, and I would continue to attack those points if I was this guy's lawyers, because I don't buy any of it based on the law that I do know.
Thanks, David, for your call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We should point out that there's a free Rossathon coming up. We've been discussing the Silk Road here tonight. If you are just tuning in and you missed it, you can grab our archives later tonight over at freetalklive.com. We had Lynn Ulbricht on the show, not last Saturday, but the one prior to that, and we had her on for a good solid hour talking about the upcoming free Rossathon. It's coming up on December 4th. So that is Sunday. This coming Sunday. Daryl, you are going to be one of the guest speakers at said free Rossathon. Do you know what you're going to be covering? What is the, you know, what did they ask you to cover a topic, or did you just, you know, how does that work for you?
So everybody that's speaking has about 10 to 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. They have, you know, sort of given guidelines of here's, you know, things to talk about. Here are certain things that you definitely should not cover. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, have not, you know, planned out exactly what I'm going to say.
Okay. But you are invited. You will be speaking toward the end of the...
About 6:30, I believe. 6:15, 6:30, somewhere around there.
Eastern time. It starts at, what, 2 p.m. Eastern?
Starts at 2, runs until 10 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah, so basically all afternoon, and that's coming up. You can go to freeross.org. There's a button there for the Free Rossathon. You'll see at the top left, freeross.org. Of course, if you want to write to Ross, I'm sure he'd appreciate hearing from you. It can get a little lonely.
And draw him a picture, too. There's actually the Art for Ross.
That's right.
That I believe Tatiana Moroz is heading up, and she's asking people to take pictures of the drawings and spread it around on Facebook, Twitter, social media.
We're going to continue to keep you in the loop about this, and hopefully tomorrow night we'll have a special guest on the show. I hate announcing guests in advance, but because when I did it last time, he canceled and we had to reschedule him. But there's a big guy in wrestling and politics who might be on the show with you tomorrow night.
Unfortunately, formally, it's not Kane.
Formerly in wrestling.
And he's not going to be in studio.
No, he's not. But hey, should we say who he is, or are we going to jinx it? I don't know if he's going to jinx it.
He was in wrestling. Let's wait.
Wrestling, politics, and movies. That should pretty much narrow it down.
It's also not Val Venus.
Tomorrow night. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.